Good morning for WSQL News. I'm Wanda Liu. With nicer weather on the way and more people getting out of doors, Brevard's Police Chief Dean Galloway is encouraging people to think about safety, especially when it comes to firearms in the home. Galloway says with so many outdoor resources in our community, a lot of people hunt or target practice. He says between 2005 and 2007, 163 people in North Carolina were killed by firearms, according to the state medical examiner's office.
The improper storage of the handgun were directly to blame for 15 out of those 160 deaths. All 15 of those were preventable.
Only six of those firearms were lawfully stored. Galloway says too many children are at risk because of unsafe firearm storage.
It's estimated in North Carolina that some 82,000 children live in homes where there is either an unlocked or a loaded firearm.
And the chief says if something happens with one of those firearms, the owner of the gun is legally responsible. He recommends a gun safe, cable locks, a locking firearm case, or dismantling the firearm to make your home safer. And he says it's a good thing to start educating your children early about firearm danger and proper use. Chief says for more information on firearm safety, as well as bicycle, skating, car seat, and other child safety issues, you can check out www.ncsafekids.org. There are still tickets available for the annual Banff Mountain Film Festival. That event is held at Brevard College's Porter Center March 19th and 20th. The doors at the film festival will open at 6 p.m. each night. That will give patrons a chance to interact with the sponsors. The film showings start at 7. Tickets are available at the Porter Center box office or Looking Glass Outfitters. An entire weekend of activities is planned around the county during this year's event. In sports at Brevard College today, both tennis teams are on the courts. The women will take on Baldwin Wallace and the men play at George Mason. And there is a baseball game this afternoon, weather permitting. The Tornadoes will host Anderson at 2:30 on Gilcone Field. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.